the first day of the blessed month of Amshir, the commemoration of the Second Universal Council in the city of Constantinople. On this day in the year 381 AD, 150 church fathers assembled in the Second Universal Council under the order of Emperor Theodosius the Great in the city of Constantinople, which is now Istanbul, Turkey. Pope Timothy I, the 22nd Patriarch of Alexandria, along with some bishops, attended the council on behalf of the Church of Alexandria. This council assembled to judge Macedonius, Patriarch of Constantinople, Sabellius, and Apollinarius for their blasphemy against God, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. When these heresies became widespread, the Church Fathers were concerned about the soundness of the faith of the Church and informed Emperor Theodosius about them. He ordered the assembly of this council, and when the council convened, Abba Timothy asked Macedonius, "What is your belief?" And Macedonius replied, "The Holy Spirit was created like any other creature." Abba Timothy debated his opinion and made it clear to him its corruption and advised him to renounce his erroneous belief. When Macedonius refused, the council excommunicated and divested him of his rank. Then Pope Timothy asked Sabellius about his belief, and he replied, saying, "The Trinity has one being and one person." Abba Timothy said, "If the Trinity is one being and one person as you claim, then the mentioning of the Trinity is groundless and your baptism is futile, because it is in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Then Abba Timothy advised him to renounce his erroneous belief. And when Sabellius did not, the council excommunicated and divested him of his rank. Then Abba Timothy asked Apollinarius, "And you, what is your statement of faith?" And Apollinarius replied, saying, "The incarnation of the Son was by uniting with the human flesh without the rational being, for his divinity replaced the soul and the mind of the human being." Abba Timothy replied, saying, "God the Word united with our nature to save us. Therefore, if he only united with the animal body, then he did not save mankind, but the animals. Humans will rise on the resurrection day with the rational soul, with which there will be judgment, and accordingly they will be granted the blessing or the condemnation. Therefore, the incarnation would be futile. If that was the case, why did Jesus call himself the Son of Man if he did not unite with the rational speaking soul?" Pope Timothy advised him repeatedly to renounce his erroneous belief, but Apollinarius would not listen. The council excommunicated him as his other two friends. Finally, the council excommunicated the three, Macedonius, Sabellius, and Apollinarius, and all those who agreed with them. Then the council completed the creed of faith from, "Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life," to the end. They also put down many canons needed for the church and then went back to their sees in peace. May the blessings and the prayers of these holy fathers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The martyrdom of Saint Abadion, Bishop of Encina. On this day in the year 304 AD, the martyrdom of Saint Abadion, Bishop of Encina, occurred. He was ordained bishop for Encina by Pope Peter, the seal of the martyrs, and Saint Abadion shepherded his flock with all sincerity. When Diocletian incited the persecution against the Christians, Arianus, the governor of Ancona, was extremely violent in his persecution and was very versatile and brutal in the different ways of tormenting them. Arianus seized Bishop Abadion and took him along with him in his journey to Assiut and Achmim to personally witness the torment of believers, hoping that the bishop would be weakened and deny the faith. But Saint Abadion remained steadfast in his faith in Jesus Christ. The governor ordered that the saint be bound in ropes and chains and took him along. Saint Abadion went with him, rejoicing as if someone were going to a feast. The governor ordered that the saint be crucified, but two pigeons appeared above the cross, and the nails were loosened, and the saint went down safely. Finally, Arianus ordered that Saint Abadion be beheaded, and so the bishop received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day was the consecration of the Church of Saint Peter, the Seal of Martyrs. The believers in Christ built this church west of Alexandria during the reign of Emperor Constantine the Great, and the church existed until shortly after the Arab conquest of Egypt. May the prayers of this saint be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.